Join Barbara Burr, the owner of Warm Springs Gallery and Cafe, as she talks about experiencing the charms of the little town of Warm Springs, Virginia, and Bath County, with a combined population of less than 5,000 citizens. Burr's gallery has been catering to regional clientele for more than two decades, and her artists hail from across America. Burr shares details of the 2017 Bath County Plein Air Festival that will be held at the Garth Newell Music Center October 2nd through the 8th, 2017. A unique aspect of this year's festival is that it will meld music with art. During the festival, artists will join the Garth Newell Quartet. As the musicians perform, the painters will be painting right beside them on stage. We're in Warm Springs, Virginia.
We are in the small village. It's a historic village, Warm Springs.
And we're up in the mountains. The Alleghenies?
Yes. Warm Springs Village is nestled in the Allegheny Mountains. We are about 2 hours from the nearest large city. Population, the entire county is 5,000 people. And yeah, it's a beautiful mountain resort town. It's been here for about 200 years. The claim to fame is that Thomas Jefferson dipped his foot into the Warm Springs pools, which are the natural springs. So it has the community has a very historic significance.
Like a health retreat where people would come for the cure?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was known as taking the waters, and the water has a very high mineral content. If you go and you sit outside, you can smell it. Almost smells a little bit like sulfur. But people would come here, especially polio victims would come, and they would soak in the pools. It is very relaxing, but the water flushes through there, I want to say, like 10,000 gallons at a minute.
Wow.
And so you're on the source of the spring, and it's flowing out from underneath you. But it's the combination of the temperature and the mineral content that do relax your muscles. And truly, you do feel relaxed when you get out of there.
This is my first time here. Immediately, I sense you are getting away from it all. There are no chain stores. There's little inns and B&Bs at best, isn't it?
It is. One of our other claim to fames is that there's no stoplights in Bath County. So it is. It's very remote. You know, there's been a couple of Dollar General moved in and a Subway moved in, and that was not taken easily. People were very upset about those choices because they really did want to retain the sort of the all the original.
But that's it.
But that's it. I mean, that is it.
But there are little family-owned and mom-and-pop businesses.
Yeah.
And you, for one, you have an art gallery / diner eatery.
Yes, I do. So I'm, you know, one of those shopkeeper or whatever you want to call, a small business owner in Warm Springs. As I reflect, it's always amazing to me. I've been here 23 years. Sometimes I can hardly believe that I've managed to maintain a business in such a remote, small community and to support myself in this community. You know, there's the big hotel, but there's also a lot of small businesses.
Oh, there's a big hotel here?
Yes, there's a big hotel.
What's it called?
It's called the Omni Homestead.
Wow. That's real big time.
It is big time. And it's hard for those of us who have been here all these years to stick on the Omni part, because
the
Omni took it over a couple of years ago, but it's still really known as the Homestead Resort. And supposedly, they opened their doors in 1766.
Wow.
So the history is long and deep here in Bath County. But yeah, so there is the hotel, and then there are other small businesses.
That's probably the big employer then in the area.
It is. And in fact, they actually go outside of the county, outside of the country in the summertime to pull in employees from maybe Puerto Rico, Jamaica, someplace to, because it is, they do employ. It's a huge, there's 500 rooms. It's a really large facility.
Wow, so interesting. I'll have to check that out before I go home.
Absolutely.
Back to you. You have served and continue to serve as an economic driver, in a sense, for artists. You do the Plein Air Festival, and you invite artists from regional, local, and across the country to come here.
I do. Now, I've been told in the past that I'm sort of an old-fashioned gallery director because I work very closely with my artists. You know, I think, as I said to you earlier, for years I've invited them here. You know, most of them are from the East Coast, but we do have some from the Midwest and have had some from the West Coast. You know, I've invited them here to paint on location. You know, I bring them into the community so they can meet the community members. But more importantly is that, you know, I do have this very close relationship with them. And so, you know, I am about selling their work. So first I try to connect them to a client if I think that there's potential there. But then sometimes maybe the client wants something specific. And so I'll work with that artist to try to get them to paint for that particular client. So it is a very hands-on approach. And I'm very close with my clients. And I know their family situations. And so, yeah, it's a wonderful relationship.
This is, what, the fifth year of doing the plein air festival?
It is. This is our fifth year. Each year we try to do something a little bit different, and we try to do a theme. Last year we actually tried to tie in an 18th century German artist, Edward Beyer, who came here and did a series of paintings and prints. And so we had a historian come and speak on him. But this year we're tying it into working with Garth Newell Music Center. And so it'll be about painting and music. And so we'll have our farm-to-table event there. And then on Friday night, we're doing, which I think is a really fun event this year, is the quartet, the Garth Newell Piano Quartet, will be performing on stage, and they'll be playing music that's inspired by the landscape. And then the painters will be on stage with them, and not all the painters, not all 30 painters, but maybe 8, 10 at the most painters will be on stage, and they will be painting the quartet.
As it's happening.
Yeah, as it's happening, as they're performing.
There'll be a lot of movement in that painting.
Yeah, there will be a lot of movement. It'll be fun to see how they actually capture these musicians performing.
And when does this take place?
Well, the festival is October 2nd through the 8th.
And so 2017.
Right. And so they always come in on a Monday, and then they finish up on a Sunday. And most of the events really start sort of Wednesday and then carry on through the weekend. We give them a couple days just to acclimate to the community and find, you know, get their canvases out. And then the real work starts in the latter part of the week.
And this is open to the public. Anybody can buy tickets for this event?
Absolutely. Everybody. Sometimes in the past I've found that people say, well, what am I supposed to do? I thought this was just for artists. It's not just for artists, it's for the public. And so the public can really watch the artist painting. And it is a fascinating process because they start with a blank canvas and then you see them fill in that canvas. They'll put in their structure, they'll put in their colors. And within an hour or 2 hours at the most, they have this beautifully finished painting. So the public can watch that, and we have certain talks, we have demonstrations that the public is welcome to come and attend.
And they're able to talk with the artists themselves.
Yeah, they are, yeah. So it's really fun. So if you are an artist or are inquisitive about the artistic process, then it gives you an opportunity to talk to them and understand how they paint and their style and techniques.
So. Let's dovetail back to World Headquarters for you. And you have a restaurant, a place to eat.
I do. So this is an extension of my creativity, I guess. I'm trying to find some reason to... No, actually it is. I decided this 2 years ago. I just I had a space upstairs in the gallery. And I've always enjoyed gardening and cooking. And it is very much an aesthetic experience for me, as is the art. But the whole food preparation and the presentation of the food has always been something that I've loved doing. And so 2 years ago, I just did a very small menu of 5 items, and people really loved it. And so they said, oh, look, you've got to keep doing this. You've got to expand your menu. And I thought, oh, no, we're not doing this. So I decided, why not? So I hired somebody. I hired Kathy Snyder to come in, and she's a very good cook, and we share a similar sensitivity to food and presentation. So the two of us are doing the cooking, and mainly Kathy. But yeah, it is it's sustenance with style. So we try to give an artistic presentation.
That's cool. Well, you're obviously making it in Warm Springs.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
hard to believe, but yeah, it's again, as I said earlier, it's an incredibly supportive community, and yeah,
and truly getting away from it all.
Yeah, I mean, people, they really are. Like,
how long would it take to get here, say, from Washington, D.C.?
It's 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So 4 hours from D.C., 2 hours from Charlottesville, 3 hours from Richmond.
In Roanoke.
Roanoke, it's almost 2 hours. 6 hours from Philadelphia. It's doable.
Yeah, great. Yeah. One tank getaway for
exactly.
A lot.
Oh, a one tank getaway. That's a good one. Yeah. Right, it is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, you can come and just relax in the community. It's very quiet here. There's not a lot to do. So if you're looking for a lot of glitz and glam, this is not the place for you. There's beautiful hiking trails. There's the natural pools, which you can go in and soak. There's a wonderful massage therapist who does a hot stone massage. It's all about the natural elements here. Yeah, it's just very quiet. The air is fresh. So it's a beautiful place just to relax and to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city.
Very cool. For further information, do you have a website?
I do.
Okay.
You can find us online. Just look for warmspringsgallery.com. We also have a Facebook page. We have a Facebook page for the cafe. It's under the Garden Room and Cafe. And my name is Barbara Burr, and I have thoroughly enjoyed this interview.
Me too. What a joy to meet you.
Come see us.
I will.
Come back.
I will definitely come back. I don't want to leave.
All right. Well, you'll have to find you a job.
Yeah, I can do that. All right, Barbara. Thanks again.
Great.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Warm Springs, Virginia. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.